you know, it's a great feeling. But I tell you what, I'm so proud of those guys in that locker room, the way that they fought for 60 minutes. We knew it was going to be a 60-minute fight against a very good football team that we played out there today. And they fought all the way up until the very end, and we were fortunate to come out on top.
There's been a lot of questions lately about the zone blocking scheme and everything. You guys have been preaching patience. Do you feel like this, what happened today, validated the defense?
Well, I've always had confidence in the zone running scheme. And like you saw today, I mean, it really just takes one crease for Darren to get an opportunity to break a big run. So we've got confidence in it. I thought our offense played outstanding today. I was very pleased with the way that they played. We've got confidence in what we're doing on offense.
What were you telling your defense? Obviously giving up a lot of pass yards. Were you telling them just get a couple turnovers? Were you thinking turnovers at that point?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, we were thinking somebody make a play. Somebody's got to raise up and make a play. They had an outstanding game plan for us. You know, it was hard for us to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We were able to get a little bit there at the end of the game, which helped us. But it was a struggle to get pressure on the quarterback. And we knew that, you know, going into the game that Roethlisberger had been playing really well. So we knew it was going to be a challenge, and we made enough plays at the end of the game to win the game.
What's your most recent information on here
today? That he's got a concussion. And that's really the extent to what I know right now. I know that they took him to the hospital, but what I know right now is that he has a concussion. You know, and I'll leave it at that.
Was he able to talk to you or came out the field? Were you able to talk to him at all?
Or? Yeah, he was able to talk a little bit. He was able to move his extremities, so that was a good sign.
Any issues with the hit, the way it happened, the way it was a helmet?
You know, really, my concern is with DHB, and I'm not really concerned about anything that went into that. I got a player that you know, I got concerned for.
Coach, it looked like defensively everyone was really trying to strip the ball today. Is that something that you stressed this week?
Well, it's something that we've stressed since we got together. I mean, that, you know, taking the ball away gives us a chance. It creates some field position for our offense, and I think we were able to do that a couple times today, create field position for the offense.
You've talked about patience, and you knew what the tension building is in the fan base. What does this win do just for the program, for what you are building?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's part of the foundation. It's a stepping stone to getting to where we want to be. But it's one win in a 16-game season. So, you know, our deal is we don't want to get too high or get too low. We're going to go back to work tomorrow, and we're going to get ready for the Denver Broncos.
Did they do anything at all to surprise you with your secondary in the state that it was personnel-wise? Did you pretty much expect them to come out of the pro like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they got a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. They got some really good receivers. They got an excellent tight end. So, you know, we kind of anticipated that they would try to come out and throw the ball on us, and that's what they did.
You barely got a field goal on the grass there. Did you know you were that close? You were literally on the rim.
Yeah, you know, we ran the ball on the play before, and the ball got stopped. You know, it was kind of right there on the edge, and so we wanted to make sure that we got it all the way over on the hash so Sebastian could kick off the grass.
Coach, the play where you were able to drop Kaisel offside and got more down, was that whole, the motion, everything on that play pretty much designed to try to draw that off like that?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to keep the defense off rhythm a little bit, and you know, we were fortunate that they jumped off sides and gave us the free first down. Yeah, we ran a play.
Was the final blitz on Roethlisberger throughout the whole game, or did something just happen at the end?
Well, we wanted to pick and choose our spots. We knew that, you know, with our corner situation the way that it was, you know, we didn't want to have those guys isolated on an island all day long. So we wanted to pick and choose our spots, and we were able to get some pressure on him there at the end of the game.
What do you think of the play of your quarterback?
I thought he played outstanding. He ran the no-huddle offense, got us into the right plays, and we were productive on offense. So I was extremely proud and pleased with the way Carson played.
You were calling no-huddle pretty early in the game. What was the thought?
Just to keep their defense off rhythm, not let them get into the flow of the game and try to wear them down a little bit. And, you know, I think we were able to do that.
Coach, are you surprised when Tomlin went for it on fourth down on his own 30 with about 3 minutes?
Not really. Not really. I kind of thought once we stopped him on the third down play, I thought there was a good chance that he might go for it. You know, he'd made a couple of fourth downs or at least one fourth down play earlier in the game. And, you know, I think he probably felt like that if he made that first down, he would be able to keep the drive alive, and all they needed a field goal to try to win the game. So I wasn't really surprised there.
Coach,
like the Falcons play, we certainly had that big run, that 64-yard touchdown. That kind of gave you guys give you an idea that you were going to get the offense going.
Yeah, I thought Darren played well. Again, he's an explosive player. I thought he really did a nice job of running the ball tough, running the ball hard, and he made some tough yards there for us, and so I thought he played well.
Coach, on the last week for Pat Lee in Miami, how big was that strip today? Not only for him, but for what you guys
did. Oh, huge. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, the fact that we were able to win a football game, that's huge for the confidence of this football team. And it doesn't matter how we win the football game. We just got to have one more point than they do at the end of the game, and we were able to do that today.
Coach, in the third quarter, Janikowski made a kick and kind of floated to the side. Was that an onside purposeful, or was that just a float?
Yeah, it was either that or a real bad miss hit. No, it was an onside kick, and I thought we just barely missed the execution on that. I think we had a chance to get it, and kind of short hopped. I think that was Goody over there on that side, and it kind of short hopped him a little bit. But we were trying to steal a possession in the game right there.
Do you foresee playing a corner a lot more in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll see. Where our health is. When we go in tomorrow. But I thought he held up pretty decent out there on the edge. I think our players are understanding that that's something that costs you football games, and they're doing a better job of being disciplined, and that's kind of at the core of what we are and what we believe.
Is that kind of what kept you guys in the game? Because the Steelers did so well on third down conversion, but they took a lot of penalties, though.
Yeah, I think the third down issue was one of the things that kind of got us behind. Early in the game, we weren't converting third downs on offense, and we were letting them convert too many on defense. So that'll be an area that we got to continue to strive to improve on.
What's the move, with Darius's down for that long, what's the move like around the team, and how hard is it for the guys to get back?
It's hard. It's a challenge. I mean, we care about all these players, and there's a lot of camaraderie that goes into a football team. You put a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears into trying to build a championship team. And so when one of your guys goes down, especially in a situation like that, it's hard to keep your focus. But I thought our guys did an outstanding job of getting their focus back, coming back and executing and winning a game in the fourth quarter.
Any further update on injuries for the rest of the guys?
Rod Streeter got poked in the eye. I don't anticipate that being a big deal, but he did get poked in the eye. And then Brandon Myers there late in the game got a concussion. So we'll have to evaluate him and see where he's at.
Yeah, a big third down catch, Myers. Talk about his development this year, how he stepped up.
Well, he's been critical for us in the passing game. He's done an outstanding job for us. And, he was a guy that we identified fairly early in camp as a guy that we thought could be productive for us. So his play has really been beneficial. I'm really not going to comment on that. Like I said before, I mean, my concern is with Darius Hayward Bay and hoping that he's okay.
What do you say about your team that you can actually win a shootout against Pittsburgh?
Well, it tells you that we've got some mental toughness and fortitude to push through, And it didn't always look pretty, but it doesn't have to. Our guys hung in there. They fought. They knew it was going to be a 60-minute battle, and we fought for 60 minutes, and we were able to come out on top.
After Hayward Bay was out, look at Hayden. You get a couple big catches there in the last round. Just talk about the
win. Well, I thought he came in and did a nice job. He's a guy that we picked up late, so he's done a nice job of understanding and learning the offense, and he made a big play right there at the end of the fourth quarter there to get that reception and get out of bounds.
Coach,